This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for June 2019. Last month, there were 6,523 single-family homes sold across the Commonwealth, a 9.6% decrease from June 2018. Meanwhile, the median sale price increased 2.1% to $429,000, marking an all-time high. There were also 2,620 condo sales in June, an 11.8% decrease from June 2018, while the median sale price rose 9.1% on a year-over-year basis to $420,000. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Sure thing, Mike. We've got through the first 6 months of the year, and summer's really here, huh?
We'll see how the next 6 months pan out.
Yeah.
So single-family homes sales plummeted almost 10% last month on a year-over-year basis. Do you think this was a direct result of the median home sale price reaching an all-time high, or were there other factors at play?
Well, the drop in single-family home sales in June was substantial. Sales fell by 9.6%. We saw something similar this year in January when sales fell even more. They were down 10.9% in January. But the next month, in February of this year, the sales bounced right back, and they were up 8.7%. So we have to be careful and recognize that 1 month doesn't make a whole trend. Now, if we were to see 3 months in a row with a drop in sales, then I'd say it was a sign of a softening in the real estate market. And who could blame the market for taking a little break after 7 years of a rising market? Were the lower June sales a result of low inventory, or were they an indication that high prices have pushed potential buyers from the market? Perhaps the people with the growing income have landed homes, and the ones that are left cannot afford a purchase at these elevated prices. What's that children's game where a group of walks around in circles around a group of chairs? You know, the music stops and everyone scrambles for a seat, but there aren't enough chairs for everyone. And then some are left seatless. Or in this case, they're left homeless.
Now, the median condo price has now exceeded $400,000 for two consecutive months. Do you think we've hit the ceiling, or do you expect condo prices to continue to climb during the remainder of the summer season?
Wow, the condo market, you know, that's a real phenomenon. When and how will it all end? I keep seeing more and more luxury units going up and coming to market. New condos have great locations and fabulous amenities, and so they're the rage. You know, they're close to transportation, they're close to the jobs, and that's what people with the higher incomes are able to afford. They command really premium prices. And the new high-priced units are what are selling in greater numbers. And so that's what's pulling up the median price. You know, the typical condo isn't rising quite as fast as what we're seeing in the median price. It's just that the mix of high-end units is showing up every month in the sales total. And so that pulls up the median price. Now just imagine you have a choice now of a single-family home with a median price of $429,000 or a condo with a median price of $420,000. Only $9,000 separate them now. I think that's amazing.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for June 2019. If you'd like more information about the products and services offered from The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.